Low-quality fans of a high-quality Bruins franchise! Welcome back. Welcome back. There's no dubs to speak of, although there kind of is a dub to speak of, but let's update you guys on a couple of things if you don't already know, and then maybe you'll just come over here and be like, what's your opinion of this low-qual? I don't know. First of all, let me just say thank you to everyone who participated during the playoffs, whether you donated or were part of the high quality inspectors that you can find the link to below. Anybody who in any way supported the channel financially through the playoffs, because we have raised over $2,000 for charity. I haven't done the final numbers yet. I will very shortly because I've got to make that donation shortly. But thank you to everyone who participated in that. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you also to everyone who was part of the live streams and whatnot. That was a really good time. I really enjoyed that. So thank you so very much. Now on to a couple of tidbits of news that we have. The one big one that everyone's talking about right now is probably the biggest one, right? Patrice Bergeron, my beloved, is having his number retired by the Boston Bruins next season. I don't think they confirmed a date yet. Dope. It's funny, I'm seeing, I'm seeing all of these articles come out and everything about, like, you know, the retirement. And it's great if you're going to highlight his past successes and how beautiful he is and how he's the perfect hockey player and how awesome and lovely and incredible he is. That's great. But an article on the fact that he's getting his number retired, duh. We knew this was coming. We were just waiting for it. And if you listen to the Short Shift pod, which we'll be talking about this later tonight on the newer episode, we're just actually going to strap Patrice to some rope and up he goes. He's going to be up there, not just the number. We need him overlooking the garden. He can take bathroom breaks, and obviously you have to feed him, but that's the plan. No, it's really the only bummer about this, because there's a little bittersweet part of me that he's my all-time favorite player, right? And I am so, so thankful that I got to watch him largely as I was growing up. It's such an easy guy to root for. I'm annoyed that his era is kind of defined by they should have had more, you know? They should have had more cups. And I don't want to begrudge anything, because one cup is hard enough to win. It is incredibly difficult to win. And that run was magic in a bottle, for sure. But we are going to look back on the era, and some will blame the GM, some will blame the coach, some will just say the team wasn't good enough. That I don't believe. It's just an era where you look back and go, man, I just feel like you should have had a couple. You know, and they had their opportunities, of course, a few of them, and it just never really panned out the way that you would love. And I don't want to, like, really add a bitter twist to it, but it's just something that I wanted to get out there, because I'm just curious if anyone else feels this way initially, because you start thinking about the era of Bruins hockey and how it was defined, and I just really wish he had gotten that second one. It's such a bummer, but I'm so excited about this retirement ceremony. And I understand that some of the comments are going to be like, really, you had to make it negative? It's not negative. It's simply where my heart lies with it. I so badly wanted him to get that second one. And he had so much success. He had individual trophy success. He had international success. Like, the guy is just, he's just perfect. He's perfect. But there's always going to be a little piece of me that wishes that team got more of what they deserved, because I genuinely believe that core, they should have had another, at least one more cup. Always going to be looking back at that one. Either way, what a great era of Bruins hockey. Really fantastic stuff. And it'll be great to see the number retired. Now, Pasta's number, likely going to be retired someday as well. I don't think we have another player that's really in line to get their number retired. Now, we've talked about Krejci. I don't think he makes the cut. I'm talking about Marchand. I don't think he makes the cut. I've been very consistent on that. Close, but not there. I don't know if McAvoy's ever going to get there, and I don't think he does. There's nothing about McAvoy's game that I need him in the rafters. Tuukka, I don't think he's going to be put up there. He probably should be as the franchise's best goaltender. I know, very debatable. But we don't have any goalies up there, so it would be interesting, but I'm not going out of my way to put him up there. So this is going to be the last retirement ceremony for a number we get in a long time. And I think that's important because it does make it special. Now, obviously, Chara had to be retired too. But just an interesting aspect to that of you look around and go, oh, it's kind of the last one, huh? We'll see. There are other pieces of news to talk about. I'm going to go very quick through this one because this happened a week ago. Bruins sign Attilio Biasca. I understand that I might not be saying that correctly. Yeah. 23 years old, 6'1", 195 pounds, left shot center slash winger. He played in the Swiss leagues the past few years. No point totals really jumped off the page. 4 years ago, he had 59 points in 60 games in the QMJHL, had 15 goals, 12 assists in 45 games last year in the Swiss National League. He is a rough and tough customer, uses his size. I mean, he doesn't have a ton of size, but uses it very aggressively. Likes to attack the net directly. He is a tweener, I guess. NHL, AHL, nothing about his background, nothing about what I've seen makes me think that he's a likely candidate to make the team out of camp this year. I would expect him to play in Providence. Now, remember, there are going to be signings like this because Providence needs some players as well. So you're going to have some guys signed that you can up and down with, but this is kind of a nothing burger of a signing. I've been proven wrong before with this kind of stuff, so we will certainly see. But there's nothing here that makes me think that he's going to be an impact guy at the next level. Maybe a nice, grimy fourth liner, but that's about as far as you're going. I would not consider this a, oh, you're signing a guy to keep other guys out by any means. If anything, if you can't beat this guy out for a role on the Boston Bruins, you shouldn't be there anyway, so we're not going to worry about that. Here's the big news of the day beyond the Bergeron retirement. Andre Gassot has been traded away from the Boston Bruins. I know. But let's get through this together. Hold my hand. Easy trade to make, it looks like. The Bruins are going to get pick 104, which is a fourth rounder, and pick 157, which is a fifth rounder, from the Sharks. The Sharks get Andre Gassot and the 120th pick in the draft, which is a fourth rounder. So basically, the Bruins give up Gassot to move up 16 spots in the fourth round, and they get a fifth rounder back. And they, yeah. What does that mean? Well, let's go through the profile really quick of Gassot. 23 years old next month, I think July 3rd, I was just on his Elite Prospects. I don't actually know all of our players' birthdays. 6'4", 225 pounds, left shot center slash winger. He was a 2021 seventh rounder, 21 goals, 32 assists in 59 games played over the last two seasons at BC. He had a pretty tough season this year as he was injured and struggling with that injury recovery throughout. Why is this good for the Bruins? You moved up 14 spots in the fourth round and got a fifth for a guy who didn't want to sign. I say didn't want to sign because by all reports, the reason he was traded at all is because he was not interested in signing with the Boston Bruins. The reason he was not interested in signing with the Boston Bruins is because we would not guarantee NHL playing time. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Like, that's a franchise that's running the correct way, right? I'm not guaranteeing you anything. James Hagans doesn't get guaranteed anything. That's not the way the Bruins franchise runs, and it's frankly not the way it should run. So, yeah, he's not signing here. That's fine. Off to the Sharks you go. So you've moved up 14 spots and got a fifth for a guy who didn't want to sign. Why this is a whatever trade? Who cares? Well, those picks have about a 3% chance of hitting and turning into NHL impact guys. But all you did was give up a guy who didn't want to sign. All right. Why is this the worst thing to ever happen to me, personally? Because I'm dramatic. And what the fuck, man? This is bullshit. Let me have my moment here. I like Andre Gassot. Followed him for a long time. I think he's a very mature guy, given his age. No, he's a mature guy on the ice. He's a relaxing component on the ice. He plays very physical. He's great at the net front. He does not shy away from dirty areas. He does not shy away from physicality. He is that kind of leader on the ice that you kind of like to see. Now, this was easy to highlight at the college level because it's pretty simple to spot the guy who feels calm. He's a senior, after all, this year. But who feels calm and knows what the next play has to be, knows the right way to play the game. Andre Gassot is a professional. He really is, says the guy who just kind of criticized him for expecting guaranteed NHL time. I understand the hypocrisy there. I liked Gassot, and I was hopeful that he would turn into a really nice bottom six guy. Now, over the past year, that turned into, well, maybe he's a fourth liner. But I still kind of thought he has a little offensive bump to him. I just liked him. I liked the cut of his jib. And we're not going to get to see that in a Bruins uniform. It's a bummer because if any report comes out that it wasn't simply like, I wasn't guaranteed ice time, I was actually just frustrated with this franchise and just wanted out, that's what I'm kind of concerned about in a small vacuum. Obviously, that's being me being a worrisome fool. There's no reason to waste any time or thought on that kind of stuff. But it's just a bummer. It's a guy I liked. And he was very quickly going to turn into my emotional support fourth rounder, you know? And is it crazy to have a pre-roster of emotional support fourth liners? Guys that aren't even in the NHL yet and you already have like an emotional connection to it? Is that crazy? Maybe. But it's what I do, and I'm very, very, very bummed about this. Like, I genuinely saw it and was upset. Now, is there any real reason for me to be upset about this? No. Not even kind of. But, as highlighted earlier, I am dramatic, and thus I will be. I'm fucking bummed. Genuinely bummed. This trade doesn't mean anything. Those picks, more kicks at the can for a guy that you weren't gonna get to see play for your team. Whatever. I have a little fear, as you always should, that this guy's gonna turn into an extremely versatile bottom sixer and could be a good third liner at the NHL level. Now he's gotta stay healthy, and there's other things that need to go right there. But I really wanted to see it on the Bruins. So I just really, you fall for certain prospects and you really like them. And there's just no reason to be upset. But I am genuinely upset. So from the cockles of my heart, truly, don't worry about this. Nothing has happened. None of this news. I mean, the ceremony for Bergeron's retirement, obviously great. But not the signing of the trade, none of this matters at all. But it hits me in the emotions. And I don't appreciate that. Because, and I'll finish the video with this, I am dramatic. Go Bees. Go Bees!